Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Now usually we hang out with Jannie Pitter at this time, but he's gone off and busied himself in Namibia with all of the things that he gets up to. Inspiring and motivating and uplifting and getting teams and groups ready for 2025, which means we have the pleasure of hanging out with his lovely lady wife, Tasha Pitter. Tasha, good morning. What a pleasure to spend time with you on the radio again. I trust you're well.
Thank you, Bradley, and thank you for the opportunity. I am very happy that it's my turn. Thank you for this.
Yeah, and Jannie shared so beautifully last week about your time in Japan and spending some time with your future daughter-in-law. So just from all of us, you know, since we get to speak to the mom now, just massive congratulations on that. Just opening up a whole new opportunity for life, for family and celebration. So from all of us, our heart to yours, congratulations.
Thank you, Bradley. It is something very special when, you know, you read the word and the Lord says he's got more for you above what you can think or imagine. And that's what we experience. So all glory to him. We're really living in that place of much more that we can think and imagine. And we're grateful.
We'd love to hear what's on your heart. I know your passion for families and for life and for business. We'd love to hear what you're sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Bradley, again for the opportunity. Yes, while we were in Japan, we had the opportunity to ski there. Jannie and I was the lonely moment on the slopes. And for all of us that have had the opportunity, what a moment when you look up and the little flocks of snow fall on your face. Yeah. And as we were standing there, the words that God gave us for 2025 was fresh and new. And it was wonderful to take that in our heart. But as I meditated about the words fresh and new for 2025, coming back home, one morning I asked the Lord, Lord, I received the word, but nothing looks new and nothing looks fresh. It looks very much the same. Then just 2 or 3 weeks back, we call it December, and now we call it January. So how can it be fresh and new? And that's what I want to share, the revelation he gave me, is he said, as always, fresh and new comes by faith when you say yes. And this is what I want to share, that just shifted my gears for 2025. He said, whatever you look at your life, by faith, say, yes, Lord, for a fresh prayer life with you. Yes, Lord, by faith, a fresh ears to hear your word and fresh heart to receive and incubate your word in my heart. Yes, Lord, I look at my marriage and I say a fresh and a new marriage in 2025. I look at my house and we've decided to make a lot of changes in the house, rearrange the furniture, and the Lord says, ask me for a fresh and a new way that you look at the old things in your life. And that's what I want to encourage all of us. None of these things that we see with our natural eye is fresh or new. But by faith, as we are to live, we need to say in this year, yes, Lord, a new and a fresh attitude, behavior, a new heart, a new outlook in life. And it has just shifted me to a place where I can see the new and the fresh that God has for us. And again, by faith, not by reality and what I see with my natural eye, but by faith. And this morning, he even added a new one to my list. And he said, ask me for fresh and new fruits in your life. And that's what I wish for each one of us, and for you, Brad, and your family and the team and everybody that listens, that we will by faith not look at what was 2 weeks back all December, but by faith look at what is in 2025 fresh, and by saying, yes, Lord, I receive it before I even have it in my hand.
This is so important, Tasha, because if we always do what we've always done, we're always going to get what we've always got. And that seems to be our problem sometimes, is we say, hang on, but this year feels exactly like the last one. And if we're not going to be conscious of and do something about it, nothing will change. We can't just sit back and expect stuff to do. This is about action, right?
This is about action, but that's what surprised me, because as I came back, my action immediately went to myself when I saw, okay, Lord, fresh and new, a fresh and new house, fresh and new this. And then the Holy Spirit said, you will not be able to do this by yourself. You have to understand that your natural life is dependent on what your spiritual eyes can already see. And that helped me to move beyond my own doing and my own performance to first in the morning say, Lord, this morning by faith, I'm stepping out and I'm saying yes in the spirit realm first so that I will see it in the natural. And for me, that was the momentum shift. It's not for me just to say, what do I have to do differently, which will can only follow if I have tapped into that place of grace where I said, Lord, not by what I can do, but what I already see it as from the Spirit. Mm. And that shift in almost, I want to say, where I put my energy. My energy is not on my own doing. My energy was first stepping into the Spirit faith that is already available to me. And then the natural energy came. Mm. Yanni even started growing a beer. So I said, okay, my love, I'll give you 2 weeks, then we'll see how that looks like. So, but the natural then follows because in the Spirit, we are not looking to ourselves to produce, but we are receiving what God has already got in store as fresh and new for us.
There's one thing about getting excited about something new and then that dwindles and then, you know, then it's all over. You gave it a week or 2 weeks and then everything is gone. So this is something that's going to take some extra energy from us because we don't want to get all rah, 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 and then in a week from now, we're just back to where we were. So something sustainable is what we need.
That's very true what you say, Brad. And the way I want to say that, you've heard Yanni speak about synergy. Mm. We need synergy with people in our lives that has the same energy, the same vision, the same wanting, a hunger from what God has for us. And I hope for each one listening, that can be your spouse. That can be even Danielle is visiting us at our home. So even close family or even a colleague, but get in synergy with people around you that can come in the morning and we can just say, what do we say yes for today? Yes today for this. My energy is flowing so that we are not, because the biggest enemy that we have is staying in our mind and nobody knows what I think. And then within a week, nobody even knows what was the yeses I gave last week. But getting synergy with people around you and write it down and speak of it often. What am I stretching my faith for? And as we know what Abraham did, Abraham already received his son back from death before he even went up to the mountain. Mm. And that is what each one of us should live by, supporting one another. Get somebody that gets in synergy with you in your yes list. My list is growing, but I need to keep on speaking it, getting an agreement with synergy people around me that can help me to stay in faith and not get back into reality, because reality robs what faith wants to give us.
These are big words coming away from Tasha Pitter this morning. You've got to keep that energy going. You're listening to what she's saying and you're getting excited by it. So just practically as we end, Tasha, the saying, yes, Lord, in faith. This is something that needs to become not just something we do now in the first few weeks of January and hope that's going to sustain us all the way through 2025. We're going to have to develop new habits here, aren't we, to do this regularly so that it doesn't dwindle.
You are so right. And those new habits, like you earlier said, that beautiful quote, we have to start implementing. We say Happy New Year to everybody, but unless you start doing new things, it will be the same year just again. So the new things that you have to put in is, again, in your family unit to decide what are we doing new. So now we're looking, for example, Yanni and I have written it down. That's such an old saying we all know, but I want to ask everybody listening, have you actually done it? We start writing down, how does our exercise routine look like this year? What is our prayer life going to look like this year? Our quiet time in the morning? What are we going to do in terms of our eating habits? Meaning is, if you do not write down what is the new that I want to see, you will only think about the new. So I want to encourage that 5 minutes that you have today. Go and sit down, write physical, spiritual, your social life, your financial life, your work life. What is the new habit you would like to see? And then go and share it with your synergy partner. Because only once you wrote it down, Yanni always says, after we wrote it down, we did it earlier this week, he said, something happens in me. Yeah. Because now my eye sees, my mouth has spoken it, and now my resolve is coming to do it. So I encourage everybody, do not let today go past, but go and write your yes list and go and share it with a synergy partner so that you can continually see and tick off all those actions you wrote down in each area of your life, not only work life, family life, physical life, spiritual life, and just see how God does the miraculous in our lives.
We love that. Massive thanks to Tasha Pitter joining us this morning, as Yanni's not available. But, you know, it's not like you're making a swap. Well, we just got to have Tasha. We can say, yes, we got to have Tasha.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It was my turn. And thank you for that, Bradley.
What a pleasure. Have yourself a really great day. Enjoy having Daniela there. And, yeah, so much love and many blessings to you for today. And hopefully we don't need to wait another year or two before we chat to you again.
All the fresh and new to all of us this year. Thank you, Bradley. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Tash.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.